is prostitution in general, and whether or not it should be illegal. If you believe that prostitution should remain illegal, I would like to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Somebody who supports the status quo, because in 49 out of the 50 states, prostitution is illegal. And if you think it should stay that way, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. But we go to the phones first, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Keeping prostitution illegal. What an anti-woman position that is, because you look at what happens to women in the black market of prostitution.
What happens to women?
Well, they get abused. They don't get abused in Nevada.
Really?
Well, not as much, not in the open system that they have there.
That much is true.
More open. They, what I understand, in Vegas itself, it's illegal, but
that's true.
The rest of Nevada.
Yeah.
Very good, Dave.
It's a start. Well, anyway, I wanted to touch base with you guys about a couple of really cool Liberty Dollar experiences I've had in New Hampshire and Massachusetts over the last couple months.
Could you quickly explain what the Liberty Dollar is for those who may not know?
The Liberty Dollar is a competing currency to the federal dollar. It is to the federal dollar what FedEx is to the U.S. Postal Service.
Mm, good explanation. But now, what does the Liberty Dollar have going for it that the federal dollar doesn't?
It's backed by silver. Although I personally don't consider it to be 100% backed by silver. It has a face value, which is usually somewhat higher than the value of silver.
At the very least, it's backed by something. Because
that's
if you
correct.
Had a dollar and you go to the U.S. Treasury and say, I want to exchange this for what it's worth, you'll still have your dollar. Because it's only worth the piece of paper that's printed on.
Well, yeah,
it's deteriorated since 1913 when they stopped backing it by silver.
Right, back in the old days, it actually used your dollars. I mean, you can pull one out of your wallet now, and it says Federal Reserve Note at the top. Where it says Federal Reserve Note now, it used to say Silver Certificate.
Right.
I know, because I have one of them. And I still couldn't take that silver certificate in and say, hey, I still have one of these. I want my silver. They'd laugh me out of the office if I did that. But Liberty Dollars actually do have silver behind them. As you pointed out, the face value doesn't equal the value of the ounce of silver that's there, but that's okay because it's worth more than the actual silver that's in there because it's turned into a currency which actually adds value to the coin. That said, it's interesting to take these Liberty Dollars to businesses and attempt to spend them because some people are just wowed by them. I mean, they are amazed. They're shiny. They're real silver. They're pretty to look at. Some businesses aren't quite sure what to think about it. So what are some of your experiences?
Well, traditionally, I've had, you know, like a 1 in 3, 1 in 4 success rate. And the smaller the business is, the more likely you're going to succeed. The closer you are to the top manager when you hand it over, the more likely you are to succeed. And you'll probably have a 100% chance of spending them on your family and accepting them from your family. That's what I do with my family. But the silver pieces are actually, most of the Liberty Dollars are actually not the currency, the paper currency, but they're actually the silver pieces. Most people use the silver pieces to trade them out. There's actually a shortage of the currency, which is a good thing. There's not as much paper, there's more silver.
Hmm, right.
So,
The silver piece, you have in your hand the silver, whereas the currency is a note where you could exchange it for silver.
That's in a warehouse
if you wanted.
Yeah.
The currency is much harder to spend at a store. So I just usually spend the silver at the store. And what's happened to me now, I think 4 times over the last 2.5 months, is I've got gone and I've taken like a $20 Liberty Dollar, silver piece. And I'll say, okay, here's a $20 Liberty Dollar, and they'll say, yeah, I'll take it. And I'll say, well, I want you to value it a little lower than 20, you know, maybe 15, 16, so that you can spend it at a profit, you know. And they'll refuse to accept it sometimes at that lower rate. They'll say, nope, I insist on taking this at 20. And that's happened to me 4 times over the last 3 months.
It does say 20 on it.
That's true, and it does make it simpler. Personally, I like to give, when I spend one, I like somebody that I'm spending it on to get something out of it. And I bought a lot of Liberty Dollars back when the price was much lower because mm-hmm. silver was lower, and I'm still getting something out of it even if I spend it at 16. So they're getting something out of it because they can spend it market up from where I valued it. And
it's an interesting approach.
Because silver went up.
It's an interesting approach. Personally, the reason why we want to move these through the economy is to remind people and educate people that didn't know in the first place that we used to have money that was worth something a long time ago in America. That's really the point of the Liberty Dollar, is to just simply bring people back to the mindset of, hey, why don't we start demanding a valuable currency again?
Yeah.
Dave, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Not too much.
Are you calling for Porkfest?
About 30 people or 30 businesses in New Hampshire that officially accept them at the higher rate. I guess it's gone up to about 40 businesses now.
In other news, Dave, are you at Porkfest yet? Have you gone there yet?
I am not. I'm not going to be able to make it this week. So what I did to make up for that was I called 5 people that didn't know about it and invited them. Some of them.
Way to go! I've heard people are having a lot of fun already, and maybe we'll see you up there next year. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Work comes first for me.
I understand. Same for us.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind, Mark. Let's continue the details on this brothel bust. From Boca Raton. Boca Raton being a pretty rich, wealthy neighbor, area in Florida. And so I guess this is sending shockwaves through the community. Somehow the police got a lead that there was a brothel in town. Apparently it was posing as a lotion shop.
Yes.
They managed to get a list of some of the clients.
A very specific list.
Yeah.
And the way it worked is the cops observed men driving into the parking lot, what we assume by cameras, then walking into the joint. It's quite an article here. From license tags, the officers called up computer screens, the driver's licenses, the car owners. Now, this is where I have a bit of a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
What if I loaned my car to my friend?
Ooh.
Yeah. Then he has to admit to having gone there. You can't charge me based on the fact that my car did not have sex with anyone.
I don't know. Are they charging these guys? I think they're just claiming they were there, right?
Oh, no.
They're charging them?
Absolutely.
Being Johns?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's outrageous.
Then they matched instantly the license photos with the faces of the men allegedly having sex. Okay, well, maybe they have a better system here.
Oh, I see. You said something about hidden cameras before.
Yes.
Okay.
So far, 25 of the 42 men have been identified, and Edmondson said that they should expect to receive misdemeanor prostitution summonses at home within 2 weeks. And most communities have some kind of, the newspaper reports who you are.
Yes.
Also. So that's bad news for Moneybags. Philanthropist Jim Matmassian, one of the alleged customers, he's Boca's largest landlord with prime parcels worth more than $24 million.
Why is it such bad news for him? Is it really going to hurt him that bad?
I think it's probably worse for the dude that makes a fine living and his wife finds out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bigger news for him.
If I'm a property magnate and I've got property all over town, I don't care if somebody busts me for prostitution.
Well, there is another issue.
Who cares what the tenants think?
There's another big issue.
Yeah.
Her name's Marta. Even worse news for his higher-profile socialite wife, Marta.
Mm.
She's on the board of 17 local charities and the chairwoman of the Palm Beach County Cultural Council. So Marta might be a little upset and take half or more of his $24 million.
Yeesh.
Yeah, Jim already has lawyered up and said that he chose big deal defense attorney Roger Lubin.
Whoever.
Lubin, who usually handles murder or assault cases, didn't return the call for comment. I have a wife and two kids, Matmassian said. I'm under strict instructions to say nothing. Also expected to be summoned to court is jeweler Scott King, who owns King Jewelers in Miami, and a recipient of the National Republican Congressional Committee's Leadership Award. That's okay.
You mean Republicans?
Really,
wait a minute. You mean Republicans buy sex too?
Well, I think so. I don't see why Republicans wouldn't.
It's just always amusing to get him to catch him in the act. And you know, if prostitution was legal, then this wouldn't be news. If prostitution was legal, then none of these guys. Then this would just be a personal issue. Then this would just be a marriage issue to be resolved if they got caught. And they still could get caught visiting prostitutes if prostitution was legal and brothels were out in the open, we knew where they were, who was operating them, that sort of thing, then a wife could very easily hire a private investigator to follow her husband around if she was suspicious, and men could still get caught going to prostitutes, but then at least we all wouldn't have to pay for prostitution stings, which costs, who knows how much money.
Well, King says it's a case of mistaken identity. Jason Rupert says, it can't be me. I've been in New York since June 11.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. Should prostitution stay illegal? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 would be the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The live Saturday edition. We're actually here in the studio just for you. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo from all around the world. Women that listen to Free Talk Live. The purpose is to, well, show them off. Because talk radio sort of has this stigma Being a males-only genre, being a males-only sport.
Yeah, not so with Free Talk Live.
Nope, definitely not so. And that's
girls
why we
love FTL.
That's why we have the Shrine, to prove otherwise. So, ladies, if you're listening and you want to be on the Shrine, first take a look at it at freetalklive.com, then send us a validated photo, which means that you're proving in the picture that you listen to the show. You'll see what I mean when you go to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. So, we were talking about prostitution, and I threw a question out there. I wanted to hear from somebody that thinks that prostitution should remain illegal. Because in 49 of the 50 states, that's how it is. It's outlawed. It's against the law. It doesn't mean it's gone away. It's just gone underground, of course. It is the world's oldest profession for a reason.
It's not even entirely underground. It's sort of, you know, I don't know, gray is the term I like to use.
Some of it's underground. Some of it's gray. Anyway, it's legislated against. There are laws on the books, and if you get caught, you're going to jail.
Right.
So it's kind of shocking to me, Mark. From time to time, we bring up these sort of iconoclastic issues like legalizing prostitution, and I throw out a question like, well, if you support prostitution being illegal, we'd like for you to call in. Or I throw out an addressment like that, and nobody dials in. And we're on in several markets right now, so I find it hard to believe. I find it very hard to believe that within the sound of our voices at the moment, there is
tens of thousands of people listening right now.
There are, yes. I find it very hard to believe that out of all of those people listening, not one of them feels so strongly against prostitution that feels that it should remain illegal and wants to come to its defense, the law's defense, that is, to dial in and talk about it. 800-259-9231.
Well, it's not that they don't feel strongly.
You think they're scared.
It's that they can't articulate it. You understand? It's like, well, you know, prostitution's bad.
Oh,
stuff.
Why?
Well, that's it. So therefore, we should have laws against it. Because God says it's bad, and
did he?
It's bad.
Did God say it was bad?
Well, it would be considered adultery.
What if I'm not in a relationship?
Well, then it would be fornication.
I see.
That certainly prostitutes, nothing new. They're mentioned in the Bible. They're not considered good folks, necessarily, although Jesus did come to the defense of at least one, I think maybe two.
You know, every prostitute that we've talked to on Free Talk Live over the years, we've had a handful of them call in and talk about the business, and escorts talking about what really goes on and how the business really works. They've all seemed like fine people to me. They all kind of felt like they were doing humanity a favor by being in their business, helping out these guys that are really just desperate to have sex. I mean, men, and I suppose there are some male prostitutes out there, but I guess their clientele is more male than female. But nonetheless, it seems to me that they're providing a legitimate service, they're charging for it, and the other person is purchasing it on a voluntary basis. What's wrong with the marketplace and sex combined? I mean, that's essentially all that prostitution is. What is wrong with that?
Nothing that I can see.
1-800-259-9231. I mean, just because an old book says it's a bad idea doesn't mean that we should have laws against it. And the reason why is because if you care about people at all, then you should be against prostitution being illegal. Dave, who called in earlier, just sort of brushed over it, but it really does put women in danger. I mean, if you want people to get hurt, and it puts the men in danger as well, the Johns, if you want people to get hurt, then make prostitution illegal. Then keep it illegal, because they'll continue to get hurt. Whether it's a woman being, for instance, abducted by a violent John, and maybe beaten within an inch of her life, perhaps killed, thrown in a dumpster, just because she was trying to make a little bit of money, that's one way that violence enters the trade. Another way is for the prostitutes to set up a John, you know, for instance, have some big bruiser of a guy come into the room in the middle of things, beat the crap out of the dude, take his wallet, and leave him there. This stuff happens.
It sure does.
And it happens because it's on the black market. And nobody who's involved in this can pick up the phone. You know, if you just got the S beaten out of you by some prostitute's bodyguard and they stolen your wallet, you don't get to call up the cops and say, hey, can you help me out? I just got robbed. Robbed by who? Well, a prostitute. Ha, ha, ha. They're going to laugh at you. Let's talk to Dan in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Dan. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to comment, you made a statement that, that folks should call in and say how they feel about whether or not prostitution should be legalized.
Sure.
And, well, my whole point would just be that, you know, if we're talking about most Americans, I think, would follow more a conservative line as far as this goes, paying for sex and whether or not it's right to do it. And, you know, similar to, say, you know, smoking marijuana, whether or not it's right to do that.
Is it right to, you know, is there something wrong with smoking marijuana? Is there something wrong with paying for sex?
Well, I mean, I guess that would be my point. I mean, there are those who smoke marijuana who don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. There are those who pay for sex who don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. But there's, you know, a whole, I think, a majority contingent who feel that, and I'm, you know, I feel I'm one of them, that it's, you know, it's more of a moral issue. And
I understand where you're coming from on that, Dan, and you're certainly free to feel that way about these individuals engaging in these activities. However, just because it's against your moral code, does that give you the right to legislate against it and then throw these individuals in jail?
Well, I think that ultimately, once a society gives up its, gives up its mores and, you know, those things that cause a society to hold back, as opposed to just, you know, being like the ancient Romans and Caligula's court, you know, that can ultimately, I believe, lead to a downfall of a society when they get so permissive that they just allow anything and everything.
Well, Rome fell because it was attacked by people. It didn't fall because of Caligula's court. And I know that that's often said on a pretty regular basis, that Rome fell because of its debauchery, because they ate too much and puked in rooms called vomitoriums. And I'm not really sure that has anything to do with it.
Well, I mean, you know, the religious folks would say that, you know, that they lost their they lost their right to be the... You know,
did God give them the right? Did God give them the right to rule the world? Because my understanding is they had Zeus certainly didn't. Because I don't believe in him. Do you?
No.
Okay, then. So maybe Rome came was the leading culture because of, well, no good reason at all. Because there has to be a leading culture, and maybe they stopped being the leading culture because no good reason at all. Because, at, you know, civilizations rise and they fall.
Let me ask you something, Dan. And I understand you've got a very set set of beliefs as to what's right and wrong in your mind, and that's fine.
Me too.
What do you think it's right to use violence on others?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a double-edged sword.
To use violence on others who have not harmed you, is it okay?
No, not unless I'm trying to defend myself or my
I'd like to explore that idea a little bit more. Hang on, we're going to come back to you, Dan. 800-259-9231. So Dan says he doesn't think it's an okay idea to use violence on others, but yet he's advocating using violence on others who have not harmed him. We'll explore. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who is a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 would be the toll-free number, and this is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can get them all for free right there on the front page of our website. We go back an entire year, all of it on the house, freetalklive.com. So go grab them up again. That's freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to Dan in Washington, listening on KUSA, KBBO. Dan, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. And I first would like to thank you, not only for being patient through the break, but also for having the courage to call in to talk about this very adult issue that most people just don't discuss. They take it for granted that prostitution must be illegal, and personally, I obviously don't feel that way. Dan, you believe that it's okay that prostitution is illegal because, and I'm going to recap here, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, Dan. In your words, as I understood it, you think that it's against God, it's against your moral code. You believe the majority in America feels the same way as you do, and since the majority feels that way, it's an okay idea to make these things illegal. Is that right? Dan's gone. I guess Dan didn't wait through the break. So let's try Carol in Indianapolis. Carol, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Carol.
Listen, let me give you another slant on this. With me, it isn't a moral issue. Let's go encourage women to be less than they can be. Being a prostitute really isn't a good career path, is it?
So we should outlaw it?
Sure.
Well,
aren't we going to encourage women to continue to do this?
Do we encourage women to be trash collectors?
Well, the bigger issue is most prostitutes are under the control of somebody else or usually drugs.
Why? Why is that?
I don't know why that
I'll
is.
Explain
that
it to you. It's very simple.
It is.
Do you want me to explain it to you why? Because it's very easy to understand. The reason why a prostitute is under the control of a pimp, for instance, is because prostitution's illegal. If prostitution wasn't illegal, these women could go into business for themselves.
But
and
somebody's got to run the business, and that person's going to be in charge.
Well, look, there are cleaning ladies out there that clean houses, right? And then they run the business. I mean, you can't say because a woman cleans. I mean, you know, cleaning isn't that difficult to do. It doesn't require a big brain.
But,
and they run their own
they're
business.
They're making what this country considers an honest living.
Okay.
Is that
so,
not correct?
What's dishonest about trading sex for money?
Well, I think it's dishonest for the woman. I think women who do this have very low self-esteem. I think
they have been
maybe molested or had some traumatic experiences in their lives that have led them this way.
I see where you're coming from, Carol.
Somebody has made them feel so bad about themselves that they think that that's the best they can be, and that's
Carol,
not true.
Carol, I understand where you're coming from. You're being very speculative. Have you actually ever met a prostitute?
No.
So then you're just speculating. You really have no idea what these women are like. You just think a certain way about prostitutes, and you apply it across the board to all of them. And I'd like to tell you, Carol, that we've talked to them before on Free Talk Live, and the ones that we've talked to have very good self-esteem. Now, if you go and you pick up a streetwalker, yeah, odds are good she's going to be a miserable woman. She's going to be a pathetic shell of a person.
So do you think those people will go away if it's legalized?
Do I think they'll go away? Mm-hmm. You better believe it. Street
really?
Look
what,
at,
what do you base that on?
Well, take a look at this for a second.
Okay.
In our culture, there used to be a lot more street vendors hawking food, did there not?
Well, I don't know.
Let me tell you, there was.
Family.
Now, people want to go into restaurants and eat, whether it's a fast food restaurant or a fine dining establishment. They want to go inside of a building to purchase goods. You see very little of food being sold on the streets.
Well,
I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, people are going to want to purchase, you know, in nicer establishments.
Yeah.
About the moral aspect of it, I agree with you.
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have a problem with the moral?
I don't think it's morally wrong to do that. I think it's, unless you look at it from the standpoint that, let's not encourage women to do this.
Well,
she just thinks
that it's low. It's a low position for a woman to be doing this. But I think if you were to talk to a prostitute, if there are any listening right now that can chime in on this, 800-259-9231, if you would talk to a prostitute, they would say they're the ones that are in the winning position. They're the ones taking advantage of the horny of the horny guys. I mean, they're separating guys from their money.
Right, but they're going to defend their position. That's human nature. I understand that.
Carol, I personally...
Many guys have ways of getting sex without resorting to prostitutes.
Certainly
They've been doing it for millennia.
Is it a good idea that they do that?
What are you talking
about?
That
they resort to. I don't know. Go to bars and have sex with loose women.
I mean, they have hands.
Well, they have that too. That's probably a good idea. I think I support that.
Wait
a second, Carol. About this low thing. Now, I personally, as a 35-year-old man, if I met a gal who worked at McDonald's and all things else being equal, worked at McDonald's, I may choose, and she was of age that made sense for me, and I may choose just by that simple fact not to date her. Because
well, shame on you.
Why?
I suppose you could do that.
Her station in life bespeaks something about her personality.
Maybe she's a college student.
Well, no. She, at 35? I mean, I'm saying that.
Yes, sometimes they do go back to school. God bless them at 35.
Well, I'm sorry if you think it's. I mean, if you're going to college and you're supporting yourself in McDonald's at 35, I gotta wonder what kind of decisions have you made up to this point?
You've got a tough row to hoe.
I guess I don't understand, Carol, why it is that somebody who works in the sex industry is somehow low on the totem pole. I mean, they're providing a service that's in demand, just like the girl at McDonald's is.
Yes, they are, but this country doesn't see it that way. And it's because of
how can you speak for the whole country, Carol? There's a lot of people out there that would like to have these services be legal. Have you ever heard of, Nevada?
We need a national referendum and let everybody vote.
Well, then what you've got, Carol, hold on just a second. What if we had a national referendum to vote whether or not all of my money would be taken away, and I would be sodomized on the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl. Now, and you got 51% of the people to vote that was a good idea. Do you think it should happen?
I don't think 50% of the people will vote for that.
Wait a second. 50% of, you can convince
people.
So it's a non-issue. You can convince people that taking $100,000 from me and giving it to poor people is a good idea, and that I'm a bad guy because I have crappy opinions. You know, and I'll tell you what.
You are a bad guy.
I am a bad guy with crappy opinions.
Hey, listen, bad guy. I stopped mowing my grass so I could call you.
Wow.
I've got to finish before it gets dark, dude.
That's
enjoying
Carol,
the show.
Thanks for the call. We really appreciate the input. I want to jump back to something that Dan was coming at us on earlier before he decided to hang up, you know, suggesting that the majority of America is against this, that the majority of America doesn't want to see prostitution be illegal, it's morally wrong, etc. Dan, and the rest of you that think the way that Dan does, you're being very presumptuous. You're presuming that you're always going to be in the majority. You and your moral code, you've got your moral code in as law at the moment. The law says prostitution's illegal, and you like it that way. Great. There's a lot of people in America that don't like it that way. It should be something that each individual should be able to choose for themselves. But my question for those of you out there that want to enforce your moral code on others is, how are you going to feel when you've created a government that's so big and so oppressive with all your rules and regulations and laws that you've created? How are you going to feel when that government gets in control by a different majority? What's going to happen when you're no longer in the majority? Because I believe it's awfully presumptuous to believe that 20 years from now, your belief system will continue to be in the majority. What if it's not? What if people like me get in control? What if people who have, what if people who have a totally different belief system get in control and then start legislating against what you consider to be right? Then how are you going to feel?
You never know. I mean, the whole majority rules thing is dangerous.
The difference,
though, there was a time when we tossed Christians to lions.
The difference, though, between people like Dan and people like me is that even though I disagree with what Dan has to say and I don't have the same moral code as he, the difference is I would never consider enforcing my moral code on you.
I want to talk about this moral code thing a little bit more when we come back to it.
1-800-259-9231. But you have no compunctions whatsoever about enforcing your moral code on others. And that's going to come back to bite you someday. And also, what would Jesus do about prostitutes? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears.
your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. We're talking prostitution at the moment, and I have suggested, as I've suggested many times in the past, that it should be made completely 100% legal. There's a variety of reasons why this should be the case, but if you don't think so, if you think that prostitution needs to remain illegal, and you can outline the reasons why it should, 1-800-259-9231, because it really would be so much better if it was legal. The violence would be gone. The violence that associated with the trade would be gone. We had a lady call in earlier pointing out that women are ruled by men in the prostitution trade. But that's only the case because it's illegal. Just like the reason why drugs are really expensive, illegal drugs, is because they're illegal. If we take away the illegality status, prostitution becomes safer, not only from a violence perspective, but from an STD perspective. And if you don't believe me, go look at Nevada. Go look at the legal prostitution businesses that exist there. They're indoors. They're safe. The women are tested for STDs, so therefore sexually transmitted diseases aren't really even a concern. It's the violence isn't there, and we're not filling our jails with people who have never harmed somebody else in their life, with people who are just engaging in a market-based practice of providing a service that's in demand. And the gentleman who called earlier claimed to be a conservative. And as I understood it, now, Mark, you're someone who used to consider themselves a conservative. You may still. I'm not sure about that. But as I understood it, conservatives were people who believed in the marketplace. Conservatives were people that didn't like government regulating businesses. Maybe they make an exception for businesses they don't like. Let's go to the phones. 800-259-9231. Lady calls come first. Let's talk to Terry in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Hey, Terry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, first of all, last week you were talking about gays and marriage, and I called and voiced my opinion, which felt that I thought that there should be certain standards set. Marriage was a sacred thing, and you told me I was living in a fantasy world. Now, I know you guys say it's Free Talk Live. I never said I was against it. I just voiced an opinion about the moral of the issue.
Okay.
And it's almost like now on this prostitution, I certainly think you're absolutely right. it should be legal. Then women could go get, you know, preventative medicine for diseases and yada, yada, yada. But, like I said last week about putting a cap on certain things, the speed limit's 70. Why shouldn't we be able to go 100? It's a free country.
Well, they can in Germany.
What if it was your daughter that came to you? And I don't know if you sound young, so I don't know how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say your daughter turns 16 and dad says, Daddy, I want to be a prostitute. So I'm going to go and apply for a job. Now, honestly, how would you be affected by that?
That is an excellent question. Personally, I would, you know, it's her life. I would support her doing whatever she wanted to do. I would ensure that, you know, I'd like to ensure that she was going to be as safe as possible. So I would hope that prostitution would be you're presuming prostitution would be legal. So therefore, you know, I'd hope that she'd go and work for a reputable agency and that sort of thing. It wouldn't bug me at all as long as she was being safe.
Me, personally, I'd tell her that she couldn't live in my house. I mean, if she wanted to go get a job at the Democratic National Convention for the Democratic National Convention, committee, I'd tell her she'd have to leave the house too. There's certain jobs that she can't do while living under my roof.
And besides, these are things that should be handled on a family basis, an individual basis. I certainly would never say, well, you know what, I'm going to go lobby to have a law passed to prevent you from doing that that job. I like Mark's approach. If I was to have disagreed with it, then I would have kicked her out of the house too.
I just wondered how you would feel if it was your daughter, and the fact that there is a law against it, I do believe that it does help bring a situation like that where your daughter would absolutely think twice about doing it. She may go ahead and do it behind your back just simply because the society says you can't do
right.
it.
That's
but
what's going on today.
Terry, do what we can't do.
You do. You're right. I believe that there are fewer prostitutes now than there would be if you made it legal. I think you're right about that. But I also think that the women that are prostitutes now and the Johns that go to them are, you know, face a great deal of danger based on the fact that it's illegal.
And also, I'd like to say that if I had a daughter, I would really hope that I had a relationship to where she would feel comfortable coming to me, telling me that she did feel like having that sort of a profession. Because, as you pointed out, most of them would never come to their parents and tell them these sorts of things. Most of the women and the males that work in the sex industry, whether it be the porn industry or any other portion of the sex industry, tend to withhold that information from their families. Hopefully, if I had that great of a relationship, I think she would be expecting that I'd be still supportive of her. And I'd like to point out that there are still teenagers today that are engaging in prostitution. There are teenage prostitutes. A lot of them are privileged girls that live in very rich households. You would think, well, wait a minute, they can't be doing it for the money because daddy and mommy give them plenty of money. They're doing it because they're bored. They're doing it because they want to go out and buy some more Louis Vuitton purses or whatever it is that they want to do. They want their particular lifestyle, and they've determined that having sex for money is the way to do it. And then when they get busted for it, then they spend time in jail, and then they get all their money taken from them by the cops. And, you know, it's just unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to see how you would feel if it was your daughter, and you told me. So.
I'm not closed off about sex. As long as she's safe, I'm happy. Just be safe, okay? Thanks for the call, Terry. I really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. But then again, I wouldn't be the kind of parent that would have this sort of relationship with their kids where sex is off limits. We don't talk about sex in this household. And there's so many households in America where the parents just don't talk to their kids about these issues.
Well, I don't think that I would not talk to my kid about sex, but I don't think I want the relationship with my child Daddy, I think I want to be a prostitute. I want to be a stripper. What do you think, Daddy? No, I don't want that relationship. Thanks.
You wouldn't want your daughter to be honest with you about what she wants in life? You wouldn't
want
to hear about it?
I want her to understand that I consider the idea of being a prostitute so reprehensible that, yes, talking to me is going to be a real problem.
I personally don't find it...
freak out.
Personally, I don't find it reprehensible because if you've got it, use it while you still can because, baby, once you get to be 35, 40 years old, your services aren't going to be in demand as much. And there have been women in the prostitution trade, even though it's illegal, that have been smart about it, have protected themselves, made thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars, and retired at a nice early age.
I'm sure there were gladiators that did, too, but that doesn't make it a good idea.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Todd in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Todd. What's up?
Hey, so we're going to vote to see if Mark gets sodomized at halftime Super Bowl?
I say yes.
You have my vote.
See?
I just wanted to lend my support to that idea.
There's plenty of sadistic people out there that think it's a good idea.
They even pay to see that, but no, I'm kidding. I think that the prostitution, to the extent that it's not actively frowned upon, and even porn and other things, has done the general level of acceptance of both, I think does damage to us as a people. That said, I think if this were a Christian nation, Larry Flint, there's no way he could afford a golden wheelchair, because the Christians in this Christian nation wouldn't be purchasing or consuming his product.
Somebody's out there buying it, and the porn industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Right.
Now, Todd, I know you from your past.
It's not enough to be supported by the 10% of people who are agnostic or atheist, or the 15%, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of so-called religious people out there buying porn, no doubt. Now, Todd, I know you're somewhat of a religious guy. What would Jesus do about prostitutes? Would he throw them in jail?
I only know what he would do by what the Bible says he did. And he on one adulterer, I think he scribbled in the dirt and said, "Whoever's without sin, let him cast the first stone." They wanted to kill her. And the other woman came out to him at the well, the woman at the well, and she was a prostitute and had seven husbands, and he knew this, and he just forgave her of her sins and said, don't do it anymore.
But he didn't throw them in the clink.
Right. Jesus was a libertarian, I think, personally. I mean, he believed in God's law, but he believed you chose that.
And
that's the way I think. I mean, you choose it or you don't. You live with the consequences. And if the majority of the people around me are making unrighteous, immoral decisions, I may have to live with the consequences of that. But my God is great enough to see me through something like that.
Now,
so
Todd,
Go ahead.
It's my contention that, in fact, we don't have Christians in this nation, that we're a nation of Pharisees. Because the Pharisees would want to stone that woman, and the Pharisees would want to toss people in jail.
I agree with largely. I mean, I think we do have some Christians in
the name of Christ. We have a nation
of
Pharisees.
I have a question for you guys about this.
Go.
If a group of like-minded people say...
Ooh, you're going to have to ask it in just a moment. Hang on. We're coming back with more. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a business...